You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. That's right, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy for you to create your own professional website portfolio and online store. I mean, I need a website so bad. I got to go here and fix my own site. I mean, the free trial, you get 10% off. You just visit squarespace.com/racewars. And they're going to hook you up. They're going to hook you up. It's simple, it's easy, it's fast, beautiful design. You drag and drop content. 24-hour support, huh? I don't know if support is coming from India, but they're going to help you. So stop being all particular. Huh? Plans start as low as $8 a month and includes free domain names if you sign up for a year. So you better sign up for a year, man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going there, take all my pictures from great graduations and Six Flags Great Adventures, and make something of myself. Let my fans see what I'm up to. Huh? Squarespace.com, man. /racewars. Do it. Do it now. Fix your life. Fix your site. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby. Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power. Race
Wars, we back. And yeah, it's a new show. Kurt, you got a haircut. Tell the fans about that.
It's a new day. I got a haircut.
Like you're back in church. You going back to church?
Got my church cut. Because I thought I was going to do red eye with you, but I got moved.
So I did it last night. You was going to do it tonight, but they moved you to next Thursday?
Yeah, they said the topics were very heavy today.
Okay, Kerry Keegan's on there tonight.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Missed out.
Whenever she's in town, boy.
Where she can tackle the heavy shit.
I know. I just try to box into a corner and do stuff to her.
How does that differentiate?
It's show business talk, Karen. It's the show business talk.
How does
talk?
That
Don't
make her different
it.
From any other female?
Well, she can take a punch better than most.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah. Ray Rice is off the team, right?
Yeah, he's off. Yeah, I would say.
Do you follow football? Oh, and also, we got a guest, David Weiss.
David Weiss is here.
Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, another podcast on this channel that we're on.
Hello, okay. Hello.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. But first, do you follow football?
And I'm here.
Karen's here.
I used to be a lifelong Karen.
Speak up.
I'm here.
Karen is all the vagina of today because Caitlin, I don't know how to fucking get in touch with
her. I'm texting her right now. Okay, now to explain, let him explain himself. Go.
You asked me about football. I used to be a lifelong Jets fan until they screwed me with the new stadium and charged me $250,000 for my PSL. I told them to go fuck themselves.
That's when the Jets screwed you, not the seasons before that.
All right. Well, no. I was a loyal fan since Joe Namath.
What did they do to you? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I had six row, 50-yard line seats right behind the Jets bench since they were at Shea. And then when we finally got our new stadium, they wanted to charge me $250,000 plus $3,000 per game. I told them to go fuck themselves.
Now, who do you think was behind that? The Bilderbergers or the? But wait, what's Ray Rice's wife's name? What's her name?
Duck.
Duck.
Her name is my Charisse
point was,
or something.
I'm done with football.
Yeah. Janae.
Oh, good. Okay. So
Janae.
Yeah. So did you? So you know the story probably better than I do, right? About Ray Rice.
He's an animal.
The one that punched his wife in the elevator? But
He spit on her twice.
But we don't know what she said.
I mean, what could she say? She could say, hey, fuck your mother. You don't supposed
okay,
to do shit like
but
that.
But this is why I ask. Like, because I don't know what's true. Because I'm reading, like, she did
you
she
know
hit
what's
him?
True. You saw that video.
I saw the video and he knocked her out cold.
The video in the hallway when they walked toward the elevator.
Yeah.
He spit at her. She swung and hit him in the back of the head because he spit at her. She walked into the elevator.
Right.
He jumped in her face, spit at her again, hit her. She jumped at him. He tagged her. She bumped her head on a fucking rail in the elevator. I mean, Scorsese could have did a better job.
I saw. I didn't see any of that.
It's brutal. He's an animal.
I saw him moving legs is the part of the video I saw.
Yeah, whenever your wife is unconscious in the elevator in the casino and her ass is out, somebody going to jail.
Don't make it hot.
I mean, your ass is out. Even if she was drunk and fell down like that, you're going to jail. But he's an animal. He's spitting all in the face, and he had a kid with this. He's an animal.
Okay, so then she married him right after that, right?
Yes.
And because this is like six, I didn't know this was like 6 years ago.
What?
Yeah, this happened like 6 years ago.
The punch?
Yeah.
No, the punch happened a couple of weeks ago.
No, it was recent, money.
It's not a six-year-old video?
Even the hotel they was in wasn't even built 6 years ago.
It can't be that recent because it just came out that they saw the video in April.
Dude,
no, I'm saying it wasn't 6 years. It was like earlier this year or something. Yeah. Last year, yeah. It was late last year or early this year.
I thought it was a couple weeks ago.
No.
It's not a couple
weeks. You dreaming that. You just wanted it to be a couple weeks ago.
Hold on. We got wildly differing timelines for this fucking... Does anybody in here know when he actually punched her?
Who's in charge of Googling on this show?
All right, I'll Google.
Thank you, Karen.
Will you Google something?
What, is everybody here old? Why you can't do it?
February. See, it's February. Valentine's ass whooping.
What's his name? Ray.
You gotta know when shits kick off. That's when they kick off. Valentine's a violent time, man. Any couple will tell you that.
All right. Yeah, it was brutal. Why did I think that? There was 6 years.
I don't know. You wanted to tell yourself that so you can feel better about masturbating to the video? It's like it was so long ago. Who? It's so blurry. Who to jerk to? You're an animal.
It's a shocking footage. I want to know how long have they been married? Because she married
only recently, only like a couple months.
Does it make a difference when it was? I mean, was it okay to punch a woman 6 months ago versus six weeks ago?
Well, if you get married on Flag Day, it's actually something in the Constitution.
Not that. I didn't know if it was like a thing that because they got married, and if it's been 6 years, like, and he didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, if they're past it, then I don't give a shit.
No, they only got past it because it seems like the girl was kind of like coerced by the team and him to say, hey, everything's fine, and y'all love
right?
now. And some of it is when they had that press conference, and she came out then like this, I'm sorry for my actions too.
They tweeted it too.
Yes, it's like, what was your actions? How you didn't duck and move and weave?
Yeah. $40 million bucks will make you say anything.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's what. But it seems like that coercion was behind. It just
she don't
want
to be poor. I mean, is that what it is?
The Goodell is. He's not going to be the.
Yeah, who? That's what I was trying to ask. Who's Goodell?
NFL. He's the commissioner. NFL.
And he's going to be fired for not firing Ray Rice
because he was
enough.
On television Sunday saying they never received a video from the police or the casino about the footage that was inside the elevator. And which it turns out that not only did somebody from the NFL receive it in April, they sent back a message saying that we saw the video and it's brutal. And it was a female's voice. So somebody from the NFL got it, and he was on TV Sunday saying they never received it. So money, come on. I've been through court procedures before. Somebody going to jail. And they better pay their child support. That's what I'm saying. That's
well, I mean, I guess they have to. That video is kind of fucked up. But it's like she got punished ultimately for that.
Yes. It's
like now
she's
poor. That's kind of fucked up. That
she's not
ending.
Poor.
Is she, though? I don't
think
she's poor.
She's not going to be poor.
They have a kid.
Were they going to have endorsement deals? Like, what is he going to do now?
Yeah, but, like, millions of dollars goes a long way.
Like, the whole what do you call it, package for her taking that hit, she's going to
Yeah,
be
she had a
wife.
Severance package, you said. She had kind of like a deal put together.
And now they're, like, taking her fucking severance package.
I think she's going to be fine. He is, I mean... You can't even go anywhere anymore without somebody calling you a wife beater. So on top of beating a wife, you a wife beater. So everybody knows you like the new Ike Turner.
A shirt.
It's like Ike Turner is resting in his coffin right now, like finally the heat's off of me.
Yep.
Because Ray Rice is fucking.
Who's the other like cartoonish? Well, I guess Chris Brown's like the last.
Chris Brown was a rookie compared to this footage.
I gotta see that footage, I guess. I never saw that.
I mean.
It's a good hit, huh?
The hit was. You can tell that the way he did it. This motherfucker used to hitting women. Because it ain't like this, hey, bitch, get off me, in a swing, and then she fell.
Oh,
he was like
really?
This. He dipped back. First, he antagonized it, jumped back, and then when she came, he was like this. Dip to the side, bow, chin.
Wow, he really gave her
He knew what he was doing.
Holy shit.
He iceberg slimmed her, man.
The raging bull.
I mean, he's just a Napoleon complex.
Didn't he drag her out by her feet or something?
Well... Kinda. He caught some shoulder action. He pulled out by armpits, but it wasn't working. Then a security guard came over and was like, hey. And then when she came to, the first thing she said, because he was like, she's drunk, I'm trying to get my wife up. When she came to with the security guard standing there, the first thing she said was, how could you do that to me? I'm the mother of your child. It's like, that don't sound like a drunk bitch.
But hold on.
That sounds like somebody who caught a two-piece.
Well, maybe she was saying to the security guard, there might be more to this.
I mean, it's just brutal. It's brutal that...
Wow. I can't believe... You know what? Like, actual videos of real violence like that, I get, like, upset watching it. Like, I can't watch them.
But if you're going to start cracking down on NFL players for beating up their wives, I mean, will there be a league left Let's take a commercial.
That's a good point you made, that you said when you watch real violence, you get upset. And that's because your subconscious really knows when something's real. And when something's fake, which we're going to probably get into today, you don't react the same way. So there's a lot of...
because you get all boned up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a half chub. I'm not going to lie. Proud of it. It's brutal.
All right, so yeah, so anyway, let's get into it. I didn't know all the details of the story, and I needed football.
I knew you, Kurt. You all surfacey, you skim it.
Yeah, but I didn't make a judgment on
it. You read it. You read the first sentence.
I was just like, I felt bad because I read her thing, and I'm like, oh, she's gonna be like broken out. Like, how did this work out for her?
You just mad that you couldn't get a skit out of it for that Amy Schumer show.
We could get a skit out of that.
Y'all ain't gonna. I ain't gonna touch that.
What?
The right videotape.
There's a million videotape things. I could do it. Listen,
I'm calling you out on it.
It's not. Okay, we'll see.
And well, my first suggestion is to anybody who's like a millionaire and black, don't get on an elevator with any bitches. Just don't do it. It ain't worth your whole fortune. Jay-Z did it. He didn't hit nobody, and he got beat up on an elevator.
But he was smart though.
He's a rich black dude. Now Ray Rice, another rich black dude, take the stairs, nigga. Just be like, you know what? I'll meet you on 5. What you want, a 5? I meet you on 5. Because I don't need no incidents.
A nice enclosed area.
I mean, that's like the fucking... brutal.
Wow. I guess I got to watch that. You sound very, like...
But I guess women, that's how, you know... Well, not women, but small people. Because I'm counting Ray Rice as a bitch. So Ray Rice, I guess he was like 300. You know how 300 is like, we can fight this big army in a small little alley. As long as we keep him right here. He was like, as long as I get this... Because she's a little taller than Ray. So he said, I get in a confined space and then I can handle it. Kind of like the pimp.
Like the Battle of Thermopylae.
I remember this old pimp, he was in a wheelchair and he used to beat bitches' asses, but he only did it in the front seat of his car. Because he couldn't walk. So he'd get a bitch in the car and a bitch get in the passenger seat and he would lock the doors and wear them out.
Oh, I thought you'd make him.
I'm just trying to teach you the art of war, man.
You got to wait till that chair swings out and lowers. Bitch, you are fucking dead in a minute.
I thought that should be shared.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it sounds fucked up, man.
It's brutal. Know.
I'm not a football fan, as I said, so I don't follow it enough.
Why you don't watch football? Like, what are you?
Because you know why? I grew up in Cleveland, and
the Browns.
Yeah, and every Sunday, my father would just be miserable. I mean, I never saw him happy one time watching football.
Well, maybe it wasn't football, Kirk. Maybe because you were there.
I was.
Your presence. As soon as you walked out, he was a regular fucking...
You know, I was prancing about in my mother's clothes. So maybe that got him down, too. Maybe
it wasn't all the touchdown! Daddy, I fumbled again.
Can I have a sip of your beer? Give me a sip. All right. Well,
oh man.
So we're going to talk to David about this conspiracy thing. So you are.
You mean independent research?
Independent research.
Well, we call it whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
What's your overall? I already know 9/11. You say that you would be called a truther. Is that what they call it?
You called it hogwash.
I call the official story completely impossible of anyone that looks at the evidence.
So what do you think was behind it? Because
who was behind it?
I don't know any. Like engineering or anything.
Was it Shug Knight? Did he have anything to do with it? Can you confirm that?
So, why did they do it if they faked it? And who faked it?
Those are big questions. You know, the both of them are speculative. You know, who did it? It's pretty clear that factions with inside our government and Mossad and Israel were behind it. Lots of evidence leads to that. But, you know, you can also argue, you know, you can't solidly prove it. But I like to look at the physical evidence of what happened in 9/11.
Well, I suspected Jews, of course.
I mean, what big events went down without them involved?
You know what? This was such a complex event. They needed the Jews' help to get it done.
Yeah,
right?
How many people do you think would be involved in this?
Thousands.
Cover? So thousands of people.
But
were
how
on
can
it.
Thousands of people be involved in this? And this should be secret.
And keep it secret. Yeah, that's a great question.
More than were actually killed in the World Trade Center.
Well, how many were killed in the World Trade Center?
2,900 and something.
But you know that half of them, over 1,500 of them don't have social security numbers, and their families
well, there's
have
Jews
not been
that called
contacted
out of work.
To this date.
Well, somebody has to clean the World Trade Center.
wait.
I'm saying that half of the names. Now, don't get me wrong.
That was a joke.
Don't get me wrong. People died on 9/11. I have a friend that died on 9/11. And in respect to all the people that died on 9/11,
okay.
I'm pursuing the truth. And that's out of respect. Just believing what the mainstream media tells you is disrespect.
Okay, let's touch on it.
So wait, were there no planes? Or was one plane
jumping
a rocket?
Ahead here. Like if I jumped out and said, hey, is your mother still alive? Your parents alive? If I told you that your mom sneaks out at night and kills babies, that you're not going to believe me, but I might have to walk you through it a little slower.
Well, his mother kind of does in a matter of speaking.
I think
we believe
it. She
kills babies because if she get pregnant, she's aborting them. But she's out fucking at night.
So were there no planes? Well, there's no evidence of planes other than video and video fakery.
Well, I mean, I did see a plane.
People were there.
From my roof, from my roommates, we watched a plane.
So there's a lot of different types of fakery. There's video compositing, which was what we saw on television.
No, I'm telling you, I watched.
Hold on.
But there's a picture of Kurt standing on his roof, and behind him there's a plane flying into the World Trade Center.
This is where you have to do some research. What hit the towers, what people saw, most people that say they saw a plane didn't see a plane. They heard a plane, they saw an explosion, and then they saw a plane on TV. But some people actually did see a plane. And what they saw was a 3D projected image from a very stealthy jet fighter flying 1,800 feet to the south of the towers. You know, it was the NIST report said that the planes that hit the towers were going over 500 miles an hour, which is impossible for a 767 at that altitude. They would need engines six times that power, and it would rip the wings right off. But a stealth fighter, you know, could go that speed. And there was radar tracks that show that it went south of the tower. And what we saw, if you look at the videos, you'll see the planes just melt into the building and not crumble into pieces on the outside like they should.
Like the Matrix buildings.
Well, it's...
The helicopter hit it and it would be like...
There's a very famous...
That's the program, dude.
The best...
He's the one.
The best video that most people remember is the Chopper 5 shot of the plane coming in, hitting the building, and coming out the other side. And Peter Jennings even commented, he goes, I saw the plane come, you know, it went right in the building and came out the other side. Well, the guy that filmed that is the guy that created the Avid software system, which is and teaches the course on how to insert aircraft into live video.
So
he's the guy that actually filmed it.
He would be faking it.
Well, the guy, isn't it a weird coincidence that the guy that actually filmed that is the guy that teaches the course on how to insert aircraft into live video?
But how do you demonstrate that that's more than a coincidence? Because coincidences happen all the time.
Absolutely. But if you look at the evidence, an airplane is made of aluminum. That building is made of steel. All right. It's impossible for it to break through. It would hit and it would crumble into pieces and fall to the ground. But let's say it could break through the outside. It went through the 57 core columns that were over 6 inches thick of solid steel and came out the other side. The official story says that the wing sliced through. It came in at an angle, so it went through 8 floors. So not only do you have the structural steel, you have the complete vertical floors of reinforced concrete, and it destroyed them all the way through the building.
Yeah,
absolutely impossible. Absolutely impossible.
Well, there's only one way to really get to the bottom of this. We have to hijack a plane.
Well, there are
fly that shit into one of these buildings. There are one of these white people laid in buildings.
I didn't realize. I previously thought stealth fighter 3D projective hologram technology was not possible. You're telling me it's the other thing.
It's actually. There is declassified information that they use in warfare to project aircraft to confuse the enemy. And whatever they are admitting to, they're 100 years past that, you know, in what they really can do. In China, they projected an entire city over the sea, and people are standing on this bridge looking and seeing an entire city. And it was 3D. It looked real. And what people saw, you're in shock. The first buildings hit. You know, you're in shock. You're going to believe stuff because you don't know what, you don't have another explanation.
That guy would have to be like, yeah, I'm going to help you murder 3,000 people.
Yeah, what's the reasoning behind him doing it?
I'm
a bad
breakup?
I'm
the inventor of Avid, and the government needs me to help. And I mean, he's got to be in on it. And even if he wasn't, he'd have to know by now that he blew up those people.
Sure, it's highly compartmentalized. People are in it on all different levels. But there are, let's just say there's thousands of people that are in on it and know the whole story. There's a way to keep people quiet, and I'll explain it to you in a second.
Well, how did like Snowden not like reveal that?
Right. Snowden
like,
is...
Like, he got a lot of shit.
I don't believe Snowden is either being completely controlled by the CIA or manipulated by them, or he's just a CIA plant. The information that he's giving
he's
out...
Oh, he's not... That's the thing they plant.
I think they're using him to dump out information and steer people in different directions.
Really?
I don't know, man.
So, you know what about... I believe the Snowden story for a long time, too, but when he started coming out, he was talking about 9/11 and on some other incidents... That the stuff he was saying, I'm like, that's not real. He's spewing the official story, and that just discredited him in my mind.
Now, why do you think somebody would fake this whole thing and bring down a building?
That's great.
Why would Israel do this? Before said did it.
So before 9/11, they created the PNAC document, the Project for a New American Century, mm-hmm. which is a document that said that we need to go to war with Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya. Sudan, you know,
all the sexy countries.
All those countries. And they wouldn't be able to do it without a new catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor. And 6 months later, 9/11 happened. And I'm not saying that they did it and planned this thing in 6 months. 9/11 was planned before the towers were even built.
Why would they? It's to go to Iraq. Right?
Well, we went to Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9/11. Yeah, Bush even admitted it.
So why? Like, why not fake it that Saddam Hussein did it instead of some other guy? Like, wouldn't that be a better
fake?
You know what I mean?
Like, they didn't really care who they blamed it on. They just wanted to be able to go into all these countries, and they can't go to war without us beating the war drum. They need our energy.
But it doesn't make sense that they put so much energy and sophistication into it, and then not care who gets blamed just so you can go to war with this 100. Wouldn't they have calculated it more precisely?
Sure, they calculated it by this boogeyman, Osama bin Laden, that was hiding in in the hills for 13 years. And the truth is, CNN and other news agencies reported on his death in November of 2001. He died. That whole thing with him being killed, he's been dead for 12, 13 years.
Then who was watching porn in that Olmos mansion in Pakistan?
And why did I bang SEAL Team 6 as a thank you?
And by the way, SEAL Team...
carrying that fucking Zero Dark 30 for nothing?
Why did I take a hot Zero Dark 30 for this country?
SEAL Team 6, all those guys that that did the supposedly captured him, they died in a helicopter crash a couple of weeks later. And they're all dead. And I think one of them's still alive. But they all...
That's true.
All of them are dead.
All but one, I think.
Yeah, they're those fucking choppers.
So the one
choppers.
Dude, that's the bad guy then. That's the motherfucker we need to get. I watch James Bond movies. Everybody dead but Blaine, nigga. Yeah, Blaine did it. Blaine's behind this. Roping out of planes. Fucking solved.
That's a good... all right, so... But you actually... you believe in like the Illuminati. Well, this is what Emily told me because I was looking for an Illuminati.
Sure, sure. Well, this all ties into the Illuminati.
Is that? So, what is that exactly?
Besides a black girl's name, what does it really mean?
What does it really mean?
The Illuminati is a group of, we'll call them in quotation mark, people that are running the planet. They control stuff through sacred knowledge and sacred information, and they use numerology and symbology to control people. You know, when we see symbols, all these corporate logos, they all have the pyramids and all seeing eyes in them.
Yeah, yes.
And the name ISIS, just look up ISIS. What it really means, ISIS is everywhere. It's on the Starbucks cup. The Statue of Liberty is ISIS. And in Washington, I mean, it's insane what they're doing.
But you can always grab old shit and scare people.
When you say sacred knowledge, now, do you like? Are you believing God and all that shit, or is it like? I'm just like, when you say like Alex Jones, for example, is like he's like a Jesus guy, isn't he? I think he is.
I don't know what
a
Alex
Christian.
Jones is.
Are you trying to say Christian?
Yeah. What do you call those Jesus?
He's a Jesus guy going to roll with Jesus.
You know those Jesus
he's
guys.
He's a Jesus roadie.
You know, their religion is the greatest.
He's a Christian, you motherfucker.
I don't know how long have I lived in this. How long have I lived wrong that I can't remember the name of the fucking thing I was a minister of? Wow.
Religion is the biggest control method of the planet, of the Illuminati.
Just when you say
the
sacred,
Vatican is the most evil organization on the planet.
Right. Well, do you believe in a supernatural thing above that? I just want to know, like, how far it goes for you. Like, is it, are you, like, David Icke, Lizard Men far, or is it only at Illuminati far? Like, how far do you go on?
It goes infinitely small and infinitely large. We are all one consciousness. It's like there's
the
a
Borg.
Cell.
We're the Borg.
Just picture this. There's two cells in your body, and they're talking to each other, and they're going, hey, I think we're part of a larger being. And
that's
one,
my nutsack.
And one cell goes, you know, well, you're crazy, you know, or two neurons in your brain go, I think we're part of a larger consciousness. And they're like, oh, just shut up and do your own thing. It's we are all just a microcosm in a larger system, you know.
Right.
If you ever see the picture of the human brain and the universe, if you look at them on the same scale, they look exactly the same.
But you know what? That's like an Alan Watts kind of philosophy that actually I could get behind, but it seems to, what's the relationship between that and this 9/11
No,
thing,
I asked him what his belief
so
is.
So let me get this straight.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're all connected, so if I steal from somebody, I'm just taking from myself.
So
if I rape a girl, I'm just really masturbating, but with her body.
Yeah, you can't rape yourself.
I buy into it.
You can't rape yourself. No, I think God's like an author, dude, and then you have to stay interesting or he kills you off. Like with miracles, that's like, you know, like his hack writing, like when he backed into a corner and he has to hack his way out.
Well, that's what that is. You know, the Bible, we're only given like portions of the Bible. There's hidden books, you know, the Vatican has the Book of Enoch. There's all sorts of sacred scrolls.
I've read that. The parts that aren't in, I know everybody talks about that they decided what books will go in the Bible at the Council of Nicaea. And if you read the other books, it gets pretty clear why they took them out. They don't fit with it, and they're like, half of them are the Gnostic gobbles. Those are gibberish.
Yeah. They don't want us to know our true history. You know, there's been thousands and thousands of rounds of history on this planet where we've come, we've evolved, we've grown to great intelligences, and then we've been wiped out.
They is the Illuminati.
Illuminati is not just a group of people that have been around for 100 years. They've been around for thousands of years.
You know, you mean like the society's been around, not like these individuals.
And are they...
I want to understand. They
believe in genetic memory. That's why they keep their bloodlines pure. You know, the pharaohs were only allowed to marry the pharaohs. You know, every one of our presidents, I think, except maybe one or two, have bloodline relations all the way back through King George and back to the pharaohs. Even Obama and Clinton and Bush, they're all related.
What do you mean, even Obama? Why can't he have it? What's that supposed to mean, man? We don't got blood, brother? And it was red and everything, just like us. I know that.
Unfortunately.
But the Freemasons and shit, is that...
I got family members who are Freemasons.
Is that a different group, or is that related to them?
So the Illuminati goes by lots of names. You know, the Freemasons, the Council for Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. You know, there's all different levels. There's people that go and join the Freemasons, and they become good community stewards, and they start businesses, and they help people, and they help the Boys Club, and that's all good. And maybe they don't even know what they're doing. But it's this brotherhood of the Freemasons, and when you get up to a certain level, you get sacred knowledge, and they use symbology, which is very, very powerful. Like when you look at these symbols, you don't realize that they're transferring information subconsciously to you.
What is the information? Like pyramids are cool, or what are they telling me with the pyramid?
You know, they transfer vibration. Everything in this universe is vibration, and they want to keep us in a low vibration. And there's really only two emotions or main vibrations. One is love, which is a high vibration, and one is fear. And if you're in a low vibration of fear, if you're vibrating low, you cannot connect with your true self, with your greater being, and you lose all your power. When you're in fear, you're disconnected. And that's what they want, because if you knew how powerful you really were, you wouldn't put up for this bullshit. I mean, 9/11 was the biggest heist of freedom in the history of the world of this round.
Okay, hold on. So how does that my vibrations affected by looking at like a shape or something? That's what I'm trying to... You know what I mean? Like, what is that? What is the message when I'm looking at that? Or when they go, oh, Rihanna did this, and I'm like,
you know,
those
are Luciferian symbols. It tunes you into demonic. You know, I used to foo foo she all this bullshit, but it is real. It works. And
I've seen that symbol before, yeah, the demonic symbol.
They do that. You know what? And I say the greatest, one of the greatest symbols of all is our faces. You know, there's billions of people on this planet, but every face is different, and every face transfers a different message.
You know, if you did comedy for a while, you'd know that wasn't true.
There
you're
are
like,
nothings.
Oh, I seen six of this head.
they use actors, actresses again and again in different situations to transfer the vibration from one event to another. And when you see it, you don't recognize it's the same person, but it brings the vibration of that other event that scared the shit out of you into the new event, and then they have control over you that way.
This sounds a lot like religion to me, as a guy that was religious. Like, and I noticed you said, like, I can't just, because when I was jumping around asking questions, I noticed you said they were like, well, you got to take, that's how we would sell our thing. Like, you have to take it in steps, because you can't just go right to the...
Right.
What the wild beast means.
The Boy Scouts did the same
people
kind of
go,
thing too.
That sounds like crap. So you have to go
stage by stage by stage by
and
stage.
It sounds religious to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I don't take those trips. I want to know just.
So
you know that show, The Leftovers on HBO? Do you watch that?
Yeah.
Here's why I'm not going to watch that show. Because they're not going to fucking just tell me the end. I don't want to build up and get to know the characters. Just tell me if it was Jesus or spacemen. They took the people. So don't make me sit through that shit.
So today,
that applies to everything.
Right. Today we're recording. It's 9/11, 2014, is it? 13 years after what happened. And they use symbology. Yesterday, Obama came out and made an announcement.
Right.
Going to war.
You're not wrong about symbology.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to show you some symbology that the listeners can look it up. If you just look up Obama's speech in the New York Times, what we were shown was a picture of Obama. It was filmed at one angle, but the picture that the New York Times used was completely different. If you look, what happened to the monitor, John?
What happened to the monitor, yeah. John?
What the hell,
so,
John?
So everybody was shown a picture of everybody was shown a picture. There we go. Of Obama standing there, but the picture that they used to before you click on the video, if you look at it, look on the bottom right there. Does it look like he has devil horns on his head?
Well, that's what they always do to black people. I was at Fox News last night, they had two TVs next to each other with Obama's speech.
Yeah.
One was much darker than the other. I was like, why are y'all like OJ and him on this?
But because they're passing
this.
They're trying to pass a vibration over to you. They want to keep you scared.
He was so
subconsciously
light.
You see that. But you know, what the top left picture is
Kurt, it was like so light-skinned Obama right here.
Yeah.
Then it was dark-skinned Obama. If there was a third television, it would have been Wesley Snipes giving a speech.
If America knew how black he really was, he never would have won.
The point being...
Typical.
The point being...
they eviled it up.
That they had to have photoshopped that picture and completely recreated it, or more likely staged it beforehand. And took that picture. It's absolutely crazy.
You can see.
Well, I don't mean to sound like disrespectful, but maybe the simplest answer is it's just an unflattering shot, and they use it on purpose because he looks stupid.
You know what?
The thing hanging in the background. You mean?
No, look at the bottom right. It looks like he has devil horns. But you know what? There's so many of these coincidences,
and it happens
again and again and again and again, and you can't just chalk all this up to coincidence. It's a weird one. You know what? I'll write it up.
I think you can. That's called gambler's fallacy.
But how did his head get in that position? Look at it compared to where the camera was.
Because it was shot from the bottom up. That's behind him. So there you go.
It's not true. Look, he's at the same level. The camera's even higher on the lower shot.
Let's say it is a thing. So now it looks like he has devil horns. So now what happens?
It's just when you look at that and you don't realize it consciously. When you're awake to this stuff, it doesn't work. When you realize 9/11 was a complete fake, it no longer affects you. What they want, they don't want your money. They want your energy. And they want you to be scared, and they feed off of your fear.
Well, here's what bugs me.
It's like either fuck me or else.
Here's the thing.
You see,
like,
this picture? Devil horns. You know what that means. Vibration.
The thing is, like, that the argument, it's not that it's not possible, but the arguments for this stuff seem so ad hoc. you know, like there seems to be an answer for everything. And if there was a real conspiracy, then you wouldn't necessarily have access to all the answers.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
So, I will not stand for ad hoc reasoning.
Why are none of the answers like we don't know beyond this point?
That's
but this is
question.
The evidence that we have.
This one is just that one's out there. This picture of Obama with the devil horns, that I agree that's out there. But if you just keep going through the evidence, and the reason I like 9/11 is because 9/11 and there's two other incidents that I deeply go into. I call Exposing the Big Three, and it's a Facebook page. Check it out. And it's just information on these three events that are all completely and totally fake.
What's the other one?
We'll get into that one second.
Okay.
And if you wake up to any one of these, then you all of a sudden you can see through this and you no longer feed the system. And if enough people wake up, they can't do anything without us. They tried to start this war with Syria and Iran a while ago, you know, with the gas attacks, but enough people were awake to call bullshit on it and they stopped them. And now they're doing this ISIS thing. By the way, the beheadings are completely fake. If anyone's looked at the videos, there's analysis of them that show that he cuts his neck 15 times and there's no blood. There's no blood at all. I mean, it's...
Maybe he's anemic.
Who fucked that up? That's decapitation 101, dude. There's gonna be some blood.
And I say, you know what? If you want to scare the shit out of people, cut someone's friggin' head off. But I think they have rules that they play by, and they cannot do certain things based on free will, or otherwise their magic, with a K, doesn't work.
You lost me.
Who's behind that?
I know about magic with a K. Well, look, it seems like a lot of work to... think this. Like, and also, how is it these people could run the world to that degree?
And how is China not involved in this? How is there going to be anybody running anything?
Like, how come, like, Camden can't be run, but, like, the world can't?
They want us, that they want a world war. They're pushing for World War III, and Obama's pretty much starting it right now.
Why would the Jews also put all these resources into it?
Because the Jews...
If they have so many of their own problems.
Busy time. They just like busy time.
The Jews, Britain, and the United States are all the same monster with just three different heads.
Oh, I agree with that. Okay. I agree with all the same country. Yeah. I don't think all this country line, like Israel, America, England, we're all the same fucking country.
How many wars were there? How many battles were there in the Cold War with Russia and the United States? Zero.
But it was cold.
It was bullshit. It was just to build up our arms and keep people scared.
But how many Rocky movies? Two or three?
Yeah, that works.
So we won there.
And so we're all just facing it. We're all watching Rocky and watching football. Ignoring reality.
Maybe this planet needs this. Maybe we need people pulling a string somewhere to make shit fucking move and go around. Maybe we need it.
Maybe we need this kind of shit thing. I'd rather be awake. You know, waking, you go through a grieving process once you realize that the people that you thought, you know, were taking care of you, the government, is actually the opposite, your enemy.
It's like The Matrix. It's like when they woke up and woke everybody out of The Matrix. No, the TV, the movie.
The documentary.
When they woke everybody out of that. And they saw the real world is like, this shit is shitty. Yeah, I'd rather go back to the dream.
You want the blue pill? Go back and have your steak?
Why do I want to hang out in the basement with a dirty wool sweater with fucking Marvin Gaye's daughter?
Because if enough people wake up, that's your choice.
What? She was in a movie. Nola Gay was in a movie.
The Matrix is actually a metaphor for what's really going on. We may not be physically plugged into the Matrix, but we're spiritually plugged in, and they are sucking our energy and keeping us in a energy of fear, and that's what they feed upon. There's all sorts of realms of reality, different vibrations, different.
How do you know that?
Because there's.
How do you know that? But not that it's not couldn't be true. But I mean, how do you know?
What would you say to somebody who said, "How do you know that?"
Well, it's more difficult to do the things, but to prove
why
those
isn't
things.
It Jesus and the shit I left?
Well,
why isn't it that?
Maybe that's one level, but there's all sorts of paranormal stuff that cannot be explained if there wasn't different levels of consciousness and reality.
If that did happen, it wouldn't be paranormal; it would be normal.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like, that, there's no such thing as that. Like, if there's a ghost floating around that exists, then that's
normal.
Natural. It's not supernatural. It's natural.
Well, you know what I mean? I agree. Supernatural is just a phrase to trick us. There's all sorts of different realities. You know, we're all connected on different levels and spirits. And, you know, death isn't death. It's just just a transition to another level.
How do you know that?
You know what? I believe it. I feel it. And it makes sense to me.
I believe it, too. I've been dead several times. Twice during this podcast.
Because it just sounds like you know. Well,
it seems like the big factor in believing this is wanting to believe it.
So here's the thing. I don't want to believe it. I just want to find the truth. And my truth journey started, you know, with 9/11. So let me ask you a question. Do you guys know about Building 7?
Yeah. Yeah, but tell me more.
So Building 7 is a 47-story steel and concrete reinforced building. It had our emergency disaster reinforced headquarters in there for Mayor Giuliani and whatnot. And in any other city, it would tower over most buildings, but it was a block away, or there was another building in between it and the towers. And at 5:30 on 9/11, or 5:20, whenever it was, it fell into its own footprint at free fall speed. And the official story was it was due to normal office fires, and it fell at free fall speed with, you know, there was no resistance. It just disappeared, and the BBC announced it that it fell 20 minutes before it fell, which is impossible.
I don't know anything about engineering, so I have no idea.
Well,
if that's
so never in the history of high-rise fires has a steel-reinforced building ever collapsed, even after fires that burned for over 24 hours. This building fell, and they announced that it fell 20 minutes before it fell, and that was just because scripts were being handed out and delays happened, and they screwed up. And why they announced it, the live shot of the building was in the background, and it was still standing. It was 20 minutes later. CNN also announced that it fell before it fell.
Well, BBC is thorough.
Well, so. That's very, yeah.
I watch them all
something.
The time. Yeah,
that's what they call the smoking gun.
Yes, well, when you pair it with the holograms from the jet, so, you got something.
So,
dude, this is too much shit you have here, man.
Well, let me just throw another one out at you.
This is not, how is this more complicated? So then they got to fake that. All these people got to agree to murder a bunch of people. I mean, I really don't think you could get that many people.
You
willing
can't get
to
that
do
many
that.
Civil servants on board.
So hang on, there's a lot of people that have tried to whistleblow, and they're all dead. Senator Wellstone came out and spoke, and a week later, you know, he was going to make a speech in the Senate, and a week later, his plane crashed with him and his entire family on it.
Well, learn how to shut up.
Yeah, there's Philip Marshall wrote a book called The Big Bamboozle. It was one of the first books about 9/11. And he all of a sudden killed his kids, his dog, and himself. He shot himself in the head twice, I think.
Have you met those kids?
Well, I'm glad you bring it up, because right. This sounds like, I'll tell you what this sounds like, good topics for a website, Sherrod.
You know what? Excellent point, Kurt.
It
in this
sounds
episode,
like you should build a website.
I did. DeepInsideTheRabbitHole.com. Check it out. All the evidence is there. DeepInsideTheRabbitHole.com.
Speaking of websites, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. That's right. The all-in-one platform that helps you make your professional website fast and easy, huh? You can make a profile. You're going to go to an online store. They have free trial and 10% off. Right now, I'm getting my website together.
I want to see if they'll hook me up with a website.
They have to hook us up. We're doing commercials for them. They had to hook
us
up. Yeah,
I will totally do this because I need a fucking website. You know who's got my name?
What?
Kurt Metzger, and this is his title that he gave himself, gay-friendly realtor. In L.A. What the fuck does that mean?
That means big money. The gay couples, you know, you got two male incomes.
All the realtors are like, I hate gays. This guy, that's the Kurt Metzger difference.
Well, he's got a website.
I don't hate you.
Well, just go to squarespace.com/RaceWars and you can get your thing underway. Get your website underway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so simple and easy. It's beautiful design. You can drag and drop content. I mean, 24-hour support. What else do you need, Kurt? Go get it done. Squarespace.com.
Yeah, see if I can get a score. Because then I could, like, when we do these ads, I could chat about my own Squarespace.
That's right. Squarespace.com/RaceWars. Look at here. now back to this Illuminati assholes. Do they validate?
So what? You know, my goal, you know, on Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole podcast, we have some different roles we play. My role is to just bang this information out, wake people up. Tim, one of my the Liberty Man on the show, he tries to raise people's consciousness above and beyond this. Once you're awake, he says, all right, well, I'm awake. I don't want to face this anymore. And I'm okay with that. It's just enough. There's so many people that are unawake.
What do you mean raise your consciousness?
How do you maintain a boner in all this fucking cloud of shit? Like, how do you get an erect penis and keep it there knowing the shit you got going through your head?
You know what? It's I'm
it is like, it's boner killing information.
We can go back to Squarespace.
That's why people.
I've got
you
no
can
answer
never go
that.
Back once you know.
You know what? That's it. Once you take the red pill, there's no going back. And unfortunately, I took the red pill.
You gotta take a blue pill after that.
Here, tell me if this story makes sense. A plane crashes into a dried out field. A 767, a 757 crashes, and it goes so the ground swallows it up so deep that there's no wreckage, no bodies, no luggage, no seats, no engines, no fuselage, and nobody can get to the plane ever. And would you believe that story?
Yes.
You would? Good for you. You're
but
in the Matrix.
But I like to believe a lot of things that's white people tell me.
That's what happened in Pennsylvania. That's the official story.
My people got a history of believing what white people tell us.
I should have told you two things. We don't know about engineering, also aviation. We have no...
Well, never in the history of a plane...
I couldn't tell you. If you told me that fucking a magic carpet flew the plane and they can't find the carpet, all right.
So two coal miners get trapped 2 miles below ground and they dig for them for 2 months. They send monkeys down with sandwiches.
You think it was a missile? That hit the ground there.
I think something blew a hole in the ground. I think actually their plan went off track and they used that as a last minute ditch because I think that plane was supposed to hit building 7. That's my belief.
And you think they missed a plane and went over to Pennsylvania.
I think that the plan got screwed up and the radar that they were using and because they did such a poor job there, that the Shanksville site is still cordoned off and nobody's allowed to go there. They never dug the plane out or the bodies or anything.
How do we know that?
That's official knowledge. It's there.
So they never went and recovered because they said nothing. What? Because it's a burial site now?
No, it's just you're not allowed to go there. It's classified.
That don't sound right.
For national security, you're not allowed to go there. It doesn't sound crazy.
But I'm saying the reasons why they're doing it, it's got
to
be something.
How about
else.
This? I'm going to put an offer out for any one of your listeners. I will give you $1 million cash if you could show me one picture of a plane hitting the Pentagon.
Okay, you heard him, the 7 people out there listening. Get your team together.
One picture of the 757
crashed
into the Pentagon.
Which
but
one?
Absence of evidence
on.
Isn't evidence of absence.
Wait,
somebody went to college.
Just 10 seconds. The official story on that is that the plane, the wings folded back into the body. The plane went in and it was so hot that the plane vaporized and there was nothing left. That's the official story. The windows that would have been hit by the plane were undamaged.
I don't know
undamaged.
About that shit. Here, well, let me ask you this.
I do.
The United 93.
That sounds weird.
Were they called home? What I understand the conspiracy is they fake those calls.
Yes.
People calling their loved ones. Is that what happened?
That you can't make a phone call on a plane today very easily because of the switching and the cell phone technology. And they didn't have the seat phones back then.
So they faked calling their relatives?
Yeah, they either faked the calls or the relatives lied about the calls. And, the truth about 9/11 is that those planes didn't even fly that day.
See if this is this many lies, it's like, who gives a fuck? Let them lie. Let me just have my life and get the fuck off this
flight
planet.
Flight 11 and Flight 175 weren't even scheduled to fly that day. And there was 350 people, that famous people or semi-famous people, that canceled their flights on 9/11 that were on those four flights.
What about the dude who was the producer for Frasier? He died on one of the planes that hit the building.
Did he?
He seemed pretty rich and famous.
Well, also a large number of the people.
People change their flights a lot.
That's what Mike Cannon says. There's a large number of people. Have top secret clearance at the Pentagon that were on those flights. Also, there's about 36 flights that fly from the East Coast to the West Coast on weekdays on the morning of 9/11, and those are desirable flights because you get over the West Coast early, you have a full day of work.
On 9/11,
those four.
Matter.
Yeah, but on those, there were
I gotta believe this woman whose son died is lying for some reason. I have to believe that. Like all that other shit you're saying, like I think her son called her. I don't think she's lying.
Why were those?
I don't think the Avid inventor was like, yeah, I'll help you murder people with it. Like, I don't believe they did that.
Why were those the only four flights that had 20% occupancy and the other flights were sold out?
Here's why I didn't bother with this, because I'm going to go online with this. There's 20 debunking sites that are going to answer all that. And then I can go on another truther site and they'll go, well, bleep, bleep, bleep. That shit doesn't matter. I got to believe a harder thing to believe with your story. I got to believe all these people are in on it, which I don't. I don't believe that many Americans are like, we'll kill our own kind to go to a war that'll end up sucking. How did they fuck the war up and got this right? No one's in control. That's what I don't believe.
Looking at it from that level, you're right there.
When I was a religious person, I believed someone was in control. And when I ceased being religious, now I don't think that. And this sounds like that to me. It always sounds like religion.
This is a higher level that it all comes down from
religion,
the top of the pyramid.
Jesus. Okay, I used to call Jesus. It's the same shit, man. Everybody says the same shit to me. They want me, I got to swallow 20 things. And by the way, Jehovah's Witnesses, they had some great ideas that I really agreed with. We didn't get involved in politics because they thought a Christian would never be involved in a man-made government. That's a great idea to me. But I also got to swallow 20 other stupid fucking ideas like Noah's fucking Ark and all this other. I'm not going to swallow that to get to the part that's kind of appealing.
Maybe Noah's Ark was a metaphor for transferring DNA through the Great Flood.
Maybe it was, but I don't know. And I can't, like, I can't get religious, man. You explained out the thinking to do this.
I got you. You know, and knowing why they did it or who did it, you can skip over that. Just look at the evidence of what happened and know what didn't happen.
I don't
you
see
know,
any evidence anyone's in control of anything.
Well,
it looks like there's nobody driving.
How about this?
That's how I see it.
I don't even want to go there. I'll agree no one's driving. But what we're told... I actually don't agree with that, but what we're told but what we're told is impossible. I mean, if you threw a bowling ball off the top of the Trade Tower or out the hole where the plane supposedly hit, it would take about 9.8 seconds to hit the ground. It's called free fall acceleration, 32 right. feet per second per second.
Right.
Okay? The building, the floors above that only were 4% of the building weight, and we're supposed to be told that it went boom, 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 knocking all the floors and all the resistance below it out. And it fell at the same speed that a bowling ball would fall through thin air.
But I
That's
thought if
impossible.
You dropped a bowling ball and a feather, they're supposed to hit at the same time because...
In a vacuum, they would. But not, you know, the bowling ball is falling. It's calling free fall acceleration. The building fell through the path of most resistance at free fall acceleration. And what happened is that's even a lie. The building didn't fall.
Did
it
someone
turned
drop
to
a
dust.
Bowling ball? How? How are these measurements?
Look, man, it's so much conspiracy
it's
shit.
It's not conspiracy. It's independent research.
But I'm just telling you this. I don't think there's some big mastermind like Lex Luthor somewhere.
Dude, you know what we used to call knocking on people's doors and bothering them?
I think people
them.
Try to control stuff, but they can try all they want. It ain't going to work out.
We call it pioneering. It's not bothering people.
Listen,
I'm a pioneer.
I hear where you guys are coming from, and you're with a great majority of the people, but the people that don't see it are the people that haven't taken the hundreds of hours, thousands of hours of doing the research, and not doing the research to prove it right, doing the research to see the evidence. And what I've done is there's thousands and thousands and thousands of videos, millions of videos out there. I've taken just the best ones, the ones that really show the evidence. So you don't believe anything I'm saying. Go to deepinsidetherabbithole.com and follow the 9/11 links. And there's a lot of other stuff on there. There's ISIS stuff on there.
Is that a Squarespace website?
I'm thinking of switching it over to Squarespace. I'm actually not happy with the website I'm using right now, and I would love
because
to switch
it's not
to Squarespace.
Easy and convenient.
It's a pain
and
in
it
the
doesn't
ass.
Work fast for
it's
you.
It's a pain in the ass.
You can't drag and drop content.
You're absolutely
where's the 24
right.
hour of
you know what? I'm going to call them and see how easy it is to transfer it over, and I will do it.
/RaceWars. Yeah. Make sure you throw that in there.
I will. I will. I want my discount.
But it's so much like you got to read through so much stuff, and it's so much like
it's not. But you know what? I made it easy. I made this website for idiots. It's videos, short articles, and you make up your own mind. Just look at the evidence and then make an opinion. But people just make opinions without having evidence because they believe
fucked,
what the mainstream
man.
Media. We are fucked.
The world's fucked, and I was born knowing that, and I don't got to see the website to know
black.
It.
Dude, the Boston...
Motherfuckers are sneaky. Motherfuckers are doing tricky shit behind our back, and motherfuckers is
what about,
fucked.
Hold on. What about Boston? Who was behind that? Was it those two guys or no?
You know what? Here's the problem. I don't want you to be mad and start yelling at me and have this to be a thing.
That's what
but
we want.
If you go to my if you go to my Boston videos page, nobody was injured at Boston and nobody died at Boston. It was completely fake.
What? Wait a minute. White people in here should be angry right now.
I know.
What? It was our race.
Why are not white people and Kenyans furious right now?
Because if you look at the evidence, it's even clearer than 9/11. It's ridiculous.
But the little boy died. They said the little boy right
they
there.
They said a little boy died. Prove it. He didn't die.
Want to go dig him up? I'll dig up a little white boy just to prove this point.
Nobody was injured in Boston. It was all fake, and there's proof of it fake.
You know what?
There's
Let's
proof.
Go pet cemetery this little boy just so I can get my...
Oh, wait, what about
Sandy
who's
Hook?
Who's that goofball kid? Yeah, the waterhead with the
bowl haircut. No, I don't believe any part of that fucking story.
Thank you.
You don't think
the big
he killed those people?
Hell no.
Expose
no.
Listen.
And what? Who faked that?
I just don't buy it. I don't buy that
Nobody
one
died.
Dude shot his mother and went in there and shot all those kids. I don't buy it.
That school was closed since 2008. It was a non-operating school. It was a
shot guns before. You know how hard it is to shoot Little kids running around?
Thank you. You're right.
You got to get down on one knee like an old army soldier.
26 dead, no wounded.
Easy to do that.
I think I could hit. I'm a good shot.
And who pronounced
that? By the way, I'm an excellent
shot.
You
get two out of 25 kids.
They were all pronounced dead in 8 minutes. Who pronounced them dead in 8 minutes?
So did anything...
Doogie Howser was
there. Here's my follow-up question. Did anything actually happen? Ever?
Where?
Has one thing...
That's a great question.
Has one thing happened... Or were all of them...
You know what?
It seems like none of them ever happened.
You know what? Therefore, because there's so many conspiracies, that means that they're all fake. You know, it's hard. Every time something happens, I'm like, all right,
well,
this
is
real.
Well, is there one that wasn't? Like, can you point
Tim,
to...
Tim, is there one that wasn't?
Yeah, name one.
I still haven't found one, man.
From Martin Luther King getting shot, you know, Kennedy,
like
Space Joan
Rivers
landing.
Just died. That seemed legit, but now there's
no, that wasn't legit.
Yeah, now they're saying that this doctor
doctor's an asshole. He was a stomach doctor doing throat surgery.
Yeah, and she did not sign off on that surgery. You know, and there's all sorts of numerology that's tied to her. And you know, she, you know, 2 months before announced that Obama's a fag and his wife Michelle is a transsexual, now he's dead.
I actually wrote that for her. So am I in danger?
She's a
is funny. My family in danger?
So, holy shit.
I heard that Michelle showed up at her funeral and she was turned away because that Joan said that she doesn't want the Obamas at her funeral
that's
when she
not
died.
True.
That is not. The first lady didn't fly with all her security costing millions of dollars
saying,
a minute.
I literally just read that
not
before the show.
True at all
right, I got to check it out.
No.
No fucking way.
Where all do you go to check it out? Like, where do you go to cross-reference these things?
You know what? You go everywhere. I check Reddit. You know, YouTube has tons of information. I go on CNN and I see what they're saying. I just go everywhere. You know, I research, you know, all day, all night, all the time. I can't
what
stop.
Was the last big, what was the last big thing that it wasn't a conspiracy? It was what it was.
I don't know. Maybe the
Hindenburg? What about Hindenburg?
Maybe the bombing at the World Trade Towers. Maybe that was a real
deal. Oh, in 92?
Maybe.
Yeah, Biggie talked about that. You heard that Biggie song?
No, what was that?
That's a conspiracy.
You know,
you know Biggie Smalls,
do you? Tupac releasing all his albums after
blow up like the World Trade. Biggie said that back in 95.
I think Michael Jackson was murdered.
Of course he was. He black, ain't he? We all get murdered, Doc.
Yeah. That doctor was a cop.
I have a gift for two of you. It's our conspiracy Bible written by Ty Bollinger. It's called Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia and the Mainstream Media. And each chapter is on a different subject. And it's for you guys to brush up on.
Does
reality.
HIV cause AIDS?
There's no such thing as HIV. It's just called bad dick or something, right?
You know what?
We call it dirty dick, but they just came up with some letters.
I'm not going to speak on that one, but there's a chapter on HIV and AIDS and what it really is, and I don't know all the details, so I'm going to keep quiet on it.
Robitussin works on it, don't it? Just a little Robitussin?
I use Purell and hot sauce. Let me tell you something.
Listen, if
ladies don't like it, but yeah. I'm not getting skinny.
Check out our 9/11 broadcast. It's called "Twas the Night Before 9/11." It's the most recent Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, and you'll hear this in more detail.
Okay.
And you'll hate me even more if
I was
you're
actually
in the Matrix.
In Holland.
No, but I think after I give it as a gift to Pete Davidson, he'll hate.
You know what? I'm gonna give you the book. Check it out. It's a good bathroom book. You could read a chapter while you're sitting on the throne.
Yeah, one of our good friends, his father passed away. He was a firefighter.
He was dropping a bowling ball off of the.
He got killed in 9/11.
His father was a hero fireman.
I have a friend that was a pilot on Flight 93. I don't know where he is. I don't know if
which Flight 93.
The one that crashed in Shanksville.
I think you know where he is.
He's dead.
Israel. I think we know where the fuck he is.
He's in Haifa. He's on the beaches of Haifa.
What about the dancing Israelis that were all arrested on 9/11 and then flown out of the country and never heard from again?
Those high-fiving Israelis.
Yeah, what's up
with
that?
That's actually a permutation of the real story, which was two Israeli kids happened to be filming. And somebody saw them filming and they were questioned.
You know,
and that got developed into that high-fiving story of, like, you know, guys with
what happened
cues.
To them? Where are they? You know,
they were
know.
Interviewed a lot.
And were they Jewish dudes?
Probably. Yeah, it was nothing.
They owned
but
property.
That story of them became this whole other story.
They're owning property
somewhere.
They're fine.
It even became a story of there was a van going around with the twin
Right. Towers on it. There was a report that the van had explosives on it on a GW bridge. I don't believe it. I saw no evidence of it. So I really don't know if it's true or not.
All these things tie back to the same thing, which is hating Jews. I mean, all these fucking things. If you go, when
you
like,
go to the deep part
through
of
the
it?
Rabbit hole, well, here's where the rabbit ends up. Jew hate.
That's
inevitably the rabbit becomes a Jew. I mean, every conspiracy, the more hardcore, the guy more hardcore than you, he goes to straight
up
to Jews.
There's some evil fucking Jews out there. You know, I'm Jewish. I'm not evil, though.
Hey, you're sitting next to one right here.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm Jewish. Only during rent time.
She created a video game app to bomb. I fucking forgot the name.
Listen,
a
video game app? They got to come to grips with Gaza and all that, these Israelis. They got. Listen.
Don't even bring it up.
I have to bring it up. Oh,
go for it.
Stop the settlements already. Yeah. Okay? Stop it. Stop building shit. You know things ain't going right. What you building new neighborhoods for?
That whole
thing over there
is fucked up.
All right, I nailed it.
I don't think it is uncontroversial.
What he just said is relatively uncontroversial. They shouldn't be building new shit in Gaza and the West Bank. They should drop that.
It's like, we can't stop fighting or building condos. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Pick a fucking lifestyle. Motherfuckers. We are not safe here unless you got the new second, 2-4 fucking bedroom with the.
Yeah. Well, it's a good point. Now, I don't agree with the thing of, like, they should, like, well, they only shot one rocket, so why do you shoot 30? Like, you get to shoot no rockets. That's how many rockets you get to shoot. What do you think? You get to have a certain number of rockets?
Yeah, you can't have rockets. And they do have the worst rockets in the world.
Who?
They don't have an army. Yeah, they don't have an army.
Hamas rockets.
They fire hundreds of them every day into major Israeli cities.
Listen, I say if
they're throwing hacky sacks? You can't do that.
If it's a good rocket or a bad rocket, I think you still need to get it. I don't think your technology should determine if you get it or not. If, like I say, if you were arrested for murder or attempted murder, nigga, you still go to jail. Because even if you failed with your faulty shit, you're wrong. That's how I feel.
You guys remember Cat Williams, of course, right?
Let's stop settlements.
Yes.
Cat Williams.
Never heard of him.
he was kicking ass, and he came out talking about the Illuminati and talking about, you know, going to these Illuminati parties and walking into the wrong room and shit. And boom, he's fucking done.
That's why I wanted Danielle to come in. We had Danielle coming in. She hangs with Puff Daddy. She works for Russell Simmons and all these guys who are assumed to be in the Illuminati. But we had to switch our podcast from tomorrow to today, and she couldn't make it here. But I wanted to bring her in because she's actually around these people who assume to be in the Illuminati.
Sure.
For years, she's been friends with you, so I want to press her about that.
You know, at the big record labels, they have an actual worship room with all sorts of Luciferian symbols in there. And they actually take the master, the tape that they record, they call it the master, and they put it in this room, and they worship it, and they leave it there for a certain amount of time. And then they ask Lucifer to follow every copy of the master around.
Suge Knight made two brothers suck each other's dicks because they asked to be paid.
Yeah, that's
and I don't know if that's in your Illuminati or anything, but that's pretty evil.
I'm trying to find two
producer brothers from L.A. They came and say, "Hey, we never got paid in 2 years." He's like, "Oh, really?" Had his boys beat him up and then made them suck each other's dicks.
So that's a form of control. There's sexual blackmail where you'd want to join this, secret societies. They make you do some gay shit.
And they don't have to make me do anything.
And then they film it, Now you're in, and if you ever speak out, they expose you as crazy fag, you know. And
you think that would still work today, though?
Well, you know what? Some people try to speak out, but the problem is before they can get their voices heard, they're dead.
Yeah.
So, like, if I came to you right now and gave you a briefcase with all of the evidence of who did 9/11, everything about it, undeniable proof, but I said, if you try to tell anybody, one, we're going to hear, you're probably going to end up telling one of us anyway, and we're going to kill you and your family and your children and their friends and your girlfriend and everything. If you keep quiet, we're going to give you a nice job. You're going to have a couple $1 million.
Oh, you can get a good deal.
You can get a good deal. So try to expose it. You're dead and your kids are dead. You know, they're going to have horrible accidents.
Or they'll discredit you.
And they'll discredit you. So you'll never get the word out. And people will be like, all right,
when
I'll
take the good deal. When am I going to get my shot to join the Illuminati?
Yeah, that's what people
say. You
got to
really keep practicing.
Do I need another hour?
Always stretch and stuff before you go swimming.
So
you'll never be in it.
Listen, the greatest, I love Squarespace, our sponsor, but can I tell you another sponsor I'd like? The Illuminati. I mean,
that would be great.
I'll fucking yell at this guy more, whatever you want, man.
Something yes. to look into is
Tony Illuminati, wherever you are.
The Illuminati are waging a war on us in a realm that we're taught doesn't even exist.
Are they human beings or no?
That's a great question.
Lizard people. Mm.
That's a great question.
Sleesh stacks.
The greatest, what do we all worship? Our God is our money. It even says God on it. The dollar bill has over 3,300 pictograms on it.
The dollar bill days are numbered. We all use ATM cards and stuff. So
it's not
a fucking
worth,
ancient relic.
It's not worth. That's
it's a relic. That's why it should have symbols on it.
Thinking, like ancient Rome, yeah, you're like, you see how many points are on Caesar's fucking ear leaf? 7. That represents the fucking.
So they foreshadow stuff on our money. They foreshadow stuff in television shows.
Yeah.
You know, there was a show about a plane hitting the towers and a movie that came out 6 months before 9/11, and it shows
what
the
movie?
Towers turning into dust. I forget the name of it.
I think it was the very special Moesha episode.
Maybe.
The one they said, watch with your parents. Well, it was the Moesha.
I've seen Ray J make a triangle with his hands.
Ray J's definitely an Illuminati.
Yeah.
He's such a too much good tail not to be.
Yeah.
He used to smash it down Kim Kardashian. Being, anybody who have sex with Kim Kardashian should be assumed to be an Illuminati, right?
Oh, is that Illuminati pussy?
I don't know. You know, she's out there definitely to dumb down society. You know, 10 years ago, if people acted like Kim Kardashian, you know, you'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with this person? Now she's worshipped. That type of behavior.
Does society, like, need
that's
to be
kids.
Dumbed down? Don't
yeah,
you
they
think
need
it
to
just
be kept
does
dumb.
It?
They need, we need to be kept dumbed down and in fear, and then we lose all our power.
I think it's harder to get people to
I
read.
I do agree on that. To read?
I don't think it's hard to, like, you're like, we have to be dumbed down. I don't think we're this they're incredible, intelligent country being held back.
We are being held
I don't
back.
Think
everything
that's
we're taught
all.
In school
I think
is
we
bullshit.
Actually overachieving.
Listen, I grew up with
we're
people.
Shaved apes.
Have you seen Common Core, what they're teaching now, Common Core math? It's fucked up what they're doing, how they're teaching kids now.
Who cares? The Chinese are going to come in and kill us any day now. So what do we care?
But I grew up with people. I don't remember them being like, oh, yeah, we would just be taken off if it weren't for all the triangles on the money. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
they were dumb. You're a lot of people aren't going to amount to nothing.
Money is
nothing, you don't have to do that.
Money is nothing but energy, and you're sending your energy. We are worshiping this money and send it by looking at these symbols and sending them our energy. And on an event like 9/11, everyone is like, their hearts are coming out, their emotions are pouring, and they're focusing on the symbology that they're showing us on the television. That, you know, 9/11, Sandy Hook, we're sending all of our energy to that. And, you know, people just discount it like, well, it's not 3D, it doesn't exist. Well, there's beings, I call them archons, that feed on our energy. They're the evil motherfuckers that have taken over our government, taken over our world, and are ruling us.
Here's how you get them back. Today's 9/11, right?
Yes, it is.
Do what I do. Go to the strip clubs. There's a lot of sympathetic bitches in there. Well, like, keep your money. This one's for the troops.
I, for one, welcome the archons and welcome their money. And, this episode is brought to you by the almighty Archon. Yeah. Raise a fair
big
and
shout.
Just master if I'd ever heard one. I got two things in my life. Squarespace.
Yeah.
Archons.
Archons. I concur. They're doing good things
what
in the community.
What are archons? Are they what is an archon?
Do you guys believe?
What do they look like?
Do you believe that there's intelligent life abundant through the universe?
I'm sitting right in front of you.
I believe that there's far more intelligent beings all throughout the universe, and they've been involved in the human race. In fact, they're responsible for the human
race.
Where
did you learn about archons?
Well, I learned about it in my research with all of the proof and evidence that there has been extraterrestrial and interterrestrial beings messing with the genetic codes of the human race.
They were found in 1945 in Egypt by a cave by a boy looking for his lost llama or some shit. So
So they're Jews. I mean,
so they found it in a cave by a boy looking for his lost llama.
There's a museum down in Peru that has like 10,000 alien skulls in it. These elongated skulls that don't have human DNA.
That's what a Attila the Hun skull looked like. They did that on purpose. They wrapped their heads.
Not the crystal skulls. Okay. Oh, you're talking about headboarding?
Attila the Hun had that.
Yeah, the stretching.
The cone heads?
There are headboarding situations, but these are not. These have been proven not to be headboarding. because of the amount of bone that there is and the DNA testing that they're doing on it.
They was doing weird shit to humans before cable TV.
LA Marzulli has done some incredible research, and there's physical evidence. There's giants among us right here in the Northeast.
Yeah.
You know, they're finding 15-foot tall skeletons.
I mean, Kurt's right here.
I won't read you the article, but this is from Peru This Week, living in Peru.
Peru This Week?
Almost as if they were listening to the podcast. The title is Calm Down, the Paracas Skulls Are Not From Alien Beings.
Oh, well, that.
It's almost like they were listening. Yeah. We did this.
Tell Sharon, stop cursing. The article said that?
You can change anyone's opinion by saying an expert study has shown. That's all you have to say. And then people just believe it.
Here's who doesn't change my opinion. That guy on Ancient Aliens with the crazy hair.
Yeah, the aliens guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His name's George.
These bricks were so smooth. You think human beings could make smooth bricks?
The head, yes.
That's the fucking my favorite thing
of
pyramids.
Every
movie, the fucking pyramids are fucking higher being. Can you just give it to them?
Give it to the goddamn Africans who built it, sons of bitches.
There's thousands of pyramids all across the world. They're all in a grid lined up with the pyramid in Egypt. And there's more pyramids underground in Egypt than there are above ground.
Because a man was smarter than we thought, longer than we thought. We probably were smarter back in the day than we are now. More shit dumbing us down now than back then.
Even back then, rich people got to spend money on ridiculous fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, even back in that day.
Yeah.
Who were the pharaohs? Who were the pharaohs? Where did they come from? You know, the story in the Bible is they came from the heavens. They came down
from Africa just like the rest of the humans.
He says that. I use the word sword noses, but I don't want to do sponsorship. Now, Gerard says it was not the sword noses. I say they looked like Hatem used to work at the
cellar. If they would have found them shits in Sweden, they would have been like this. Yeah, the Swedes did it. It ain't no mystery here.
Yeah,
white men been in this country for the longest. Why would aliens have to come do
it? It is kind of a racist thing.
Whenever it's a country where white people ain't from, it's like this. Aliens did it.
Yeah,
ain't nothing but E.T. You know no Mexicans don't know nothing.
I mean, that's a fucking
white
fact.
Men are
that's
disgusting.
What happened.
So here's a little current Illuminati ritual that they got many, many people to do was the ice bucket challenge.
Oh.
Where you're purifying yourself. You're baptizing yourself with ice water, which cuts off your crown chakra, which connects you to non-physical. And, you know.
Now, ALS is what? Restless leg syndrome.
No, ALS is the Lou Gehrig's disease. But when you donate your money, it goes to a company called Isis Pharmaceutical, and their logo is of Illuminati pyramid with an all-seeing eye on it.
They smart, though.
Yeah,
they're doing well.
What about that?
I wish I would have came up with that ice bucket shit.
Hold on. What about that autistic kid that they
cured him?
And they dump shit on him. They didn't cure him at all.
They dump, like,
somebody
feces?
Always.
They all, yeah, and Drew Carey's offering a $10,000 reward for the identity of the people who dump shit on this kid's head.
Wait, it was a bucket of shit?
Yeah, yeah. Instead of ice.
I believe that's
a
real event, not a conspiracy. Thank you. I got one now.
Welcome to the show, sir. Caitlin made it. Caitlin's in here.
Right.
So she's about to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're like wrapping it up.
But that's the determination. That's great. Hi. Listen, I didn't even see that. There's a video of the dude. It's like a young boy getting dumped shit on his head.
They blur it out, and you can't see who's dumping it.
But that's cruel.
His mother found it on his phone. He didn't tell anyone because he was embarrassed. His mom found it. And then I don't know if she put it on YouTube, but like, thanks a lot, Mom. And then so now they have a reward. But the kid must know who did it.
He know who did it.
Just waterboard this autistic kid.
He know who did it. But the kid
fucking get him talking.
The kid who did it to him is his best friend now. Because he's like, don't tell nobody and I'll be your best friend.
I'm so fucked up, dude. Well, at least he's not an albino in Africa.
It could be worse.
That could be worse. You'd be an albino in Tanzania.
Could have been a bucket of Ebola.
Did you know that when they hunt albinos in Tanzania? Because they think their legs are lucky.
What?
Yeah.
It's not because they think their legs are lucky.
Which doctors think that it's a fucking awful thing.
They got lucky legs?
Listen, talk to Victor Venato. He'll tell you every oppression of an albino.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll hunt down. It's I liken it to I Am Legend with Will Smith, right? But it's in reverse. At night, a bunch of Will Smiths come for an albino.
For albinos.
Okay.
So well, the Aborigines was hunted up to the 1927 in Australia?
Well... Yeah, well, what do you mean?
I mean, like, hunting people is nothing new.
No, no, but the albino thing is fucked up. Like,
The Queen of England does it.
I was like, how are there all these fucking albinos in Africa? Like, doesn't the sun kill them?
Yeah, and they can only run out and hide at night because they can't come out in the daytime.
Victor told me they have the highest rate of albinos in Africa.
Yeah.
So don't be an albino. So this one poor guy, they tricked him into coming out of his house and then fucking... I mean, talk about worse than the ALS challenge.
What they do to him?
Oh, my God.
They fucking hacked him up. And, you know, they lured him out. You know, he's fucking lonely. They lured him out probably to hang out.
And they chopped his legs off?
Yeah. Isn't that like the saddest? Like, you guys aren't going to chop my legs off, are you? Like, no. Come on, man.
Wow. But, you know, that's not all over Africa. That's got to be some.
No, Tanzania specifically.
And Tanzania.
But well, also anywhere.
Tanzania's going through some changes right now. They got a new regime.
People are shitty.
I don't know.
Yeah. Where were you?
What do you mean?
I mean today.
Today. I went to the gym and I didn't bring my phone with me. So I missed that 30-minute window.
We guessed a bus from Boston.
What? Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
We thought
that's
it was some type of pink taco.
I was supposed to be visiting my grandfather. He's 100. And he's totally mentally with it, but he's deaf. So
bring
it's just
Sherrod and tell him you married him.
Like he's deaf, like funky
body language thing. He's, well... But
he can't hear.
Yeah, but
is he Funky Fresh deaf or he just can't hear?
He just can't hear, but he's really amazing at body language. And he's on top of it.
Okay.
But it was a logistic issue, so I ended up canceling that. And so,
How does he feel about Obama?
He doesn't like Obama, but...
Surprise.
He says he likes Condoleezza Rice.
Because he like a little taste.
Mm-hmm.
Grandfather was down with it. He used to go to the blues clubs.
A little bit.
Got a little taste of
it. He very specifically says, I don't like Obama, but I'm not racist. I'm like, you're born in 1914. Like, you're probably a little bit racist.
Every other white guy. I don't like black dudes, but I like black women.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think everybody,
he's just a conservative.
That's kind of a man thing almost. Like, well, we had that commercial, though, with those white chicks. Like, how come I have to hang out with black? Remember we ran their public service announcement?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say racism usually like a guy
thing.
Oh,
that like anti-diversity YouTube special?
Maybe those are like Stockholm women or something.
They got Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I always think that, like, if especially chicks that want to wear the burqa, you're like, you got fucking Stockholm.
But some bitches just want to wear burqas.
Did you guys already talk about the Ray Rice thing?
Everybody don't
want to
have high heels on and shit.
No, all right. We had a whole thing of
9/11. We had a great Illuminati Dave Weiss, type of situation. But we got to bring Dave back, though. It was great.
Yeah, that was great. Dave, thank you for being on our show.
Definitely, man. We got to bring you back.
Got lots more to
What's
talk
the website?
About. DeepInsideTheRabbitHole.com. Links to our podcaster there. And check out the Facebook page, Exposing the Big Three. All the information on 9/11. Boston and Sandy Hook.
The big three.
Just do your own research.
The law firm.
I have a website
Goldman,
called
Rosenblatt and
Exposing the Big D. But it's a little different than Yosef. Yeah, it's different than Yosef.
And check out our Facebook page, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole Facebook page. Like us there and keep listening to Race Wars.
That's right.
Yay.
Race Wars. Thank you to Foursquare for being down with us.
Fuck. I wish
Foursquare.com/Race Wars.
I didn't think of a title during it, which sucks. Do you got a title?
Squarespace.com/Foursquare.
Yeah, that's not for
Squarespace.com/Race Wars.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I said Squarespace.com/Race Wars.
I thought you said
Wars.
Foursquare.
I said, no,
Foursquare.
Foursquare. Yeah.
So everybody wake up. You know,
look,
pay attention.
For your Foursquare.com.
Don't believe what the media tells you. Think for yourselves.
And
wake
go
up.
To Squarespace.com.
Yes. Make a website. Drag and drop. You can be dumbed down and use Foursquare.
Yeah. That's Race Wars.
Peace out, Squareface.
Shit, we should throw it.